Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Happy Labor Day afternoon. It's Glenn the Outlaw here on September 7th, 2020, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, Bowling Green is conducting a free drive-through COVID testing site at Pioneer Park. Testing will take place starting September 2nd and last until tomorrow, September 8th, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and also 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Nickerson Ulrich Building at Pioneer Park, 2820 Picnic Lane in Zolfo Springs. Your local events this Friday, your Hardy Wildcats will travel to Fort Meade for a matchup against the Miners. We will have live coverage of this game. You can listen to the action on 1310 AM, 102.1 FM, or online on your desktop or mobile device at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs in Hardy County. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office is looking for an IT technician. Basic qualifications include at least a high school diploma or GED, work eligibility in the U.S., at least 19 years of age, valid driver's license, no felony convictions, a two-year degree in computer science or a related field, and 2 years of experience operating and repairing computer peripherals. L&J Toyota is urgently hiring a sales manager. Previous automotive sales management experience is required. Knowledge of automotive software tools a must. Familiarity with CDK is a plus. Successful applicants will be process-minded and driven to exceed their goals. Competitive performance-based pay with salary and bonuses. And Sherco Incorporated is looking for a registered land surveyor. 1 year of registered surveying and land surveying is required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather, plus the agriculture, sports, and business news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
First National Bank of Wauchula has the innovative financial solutions to help either start or expand your business. Our banking decisions are made locally. First National Bank of Wauchula is the best alternative to big corporate banking. First National Bank of Wauchula, where customer service and small business partnerships are made. Stop in today.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather, 86 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 99, shade feels like 94. Maximum UV index 8, very high. Winds east-northeast at 4 miles an hour. Wind gusts 6 miles an hour. Humidity 71%. Indoor humidity 71%. The dew point 76 degrees Fahrenheit. Pressure 29.94 inches of mercury. Cloud cover 13%. Visibility is 18 miles. And the cloud ceiling was 9,700 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 7.07 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning. The numerous showers of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms early in the evening to mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the evening, partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the lower 70s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 40%. Tuesday, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, the numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 70%. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the mid 70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. That is your 102.1 The Outlaw weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our Ag News.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The 2020 census deadline has been moved to September 30th, and the Georgia Farm Bureau is encouraging members to fill out the 10-question survey so Georgia doesn't miss out on vital federal funding and legislative power that data derived from the census helps to determine. As of August 31st, Georgia was ranked 39th in the U.S. in terms of household response rate with a rate of 60.3%. The national response rate was 65%. In an effort to contain a recent wave of COVID-19 cases, the government of South Korea has reimposed heightened social distancing requirements in Seoul, including restrictions on some food and beverage providers and a suspension of large gatherings. U.S. Meat Export Federation President Dan Hallstrom says while this situation presents a challenge for U.S. beef in one of its largest international markets, the reduction in sit-down dining can be partially offset by growth in retail beef purchases and advancements in takeout and delivery services. Inflation-adjusted U.S. net cash farm income, defined as gross cash income less cash expenses, is forecast to increase $4 billion to $115.2 billion in 2020. According to agrimarketing.com, while cash receipts from farm commodities are forecast to decline $15.2 billion, direct government farm payments are expected to increase $14.6 billion because of supplemental and ad hoc disaster assistance payments for COVID-19 relief in 2020.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil, only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves, while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata as pure water vapor, and of course, critical oxygen for us to live, is part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
I'm Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Automation in row crop farming is difficult enough, but the problems get even more complex in specialty crops. Charlie Anderson and his team at Burrow are helping farmers take the first step to bringing robots onto the farm.
If you're in the Midwest and you're a big tractor, you're high up, there's nothing above you, you can use high precision GPS to navigate around. If you're in a blueberry ranch, you're under the canopy, you can't see the sky at all, there's oftentimes no cell phone reception, GPS is going to be super spotty, and so you've got to be able to perceive the world with computer vision and recognize where can I drive, where can I drive, is this a tall weed I can drive over, or is it a blueberry bush I must stop for, is it a bucket, is it a person, all those other things. So a lot of the seemingly basic questions around how to drive around in a crop like blueberries are actually quite difficult to solve.
Burrow is a robot that moves by itself, transporting fruit from the point of harvest to where it will ultimately be loaded out of the field on a truck.
It's a autonomous vision-based platform that is people scale. It's, you know, it's about 4 horsepower, runs about 8 miles on a charge, can carry about 500 pounds, give or take, fits in either 27 or 28 inch wide spacing, and it uses a ton of computer vision to navigate around.
Anderson hopes to expand the robot as a platform to perform many other autonomous functions for specialty crop growers.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil, only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves, while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata as pure water vapor, and of course, critical oxygen for us to live, is part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now for the business news, stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Stock market taking a breather today.
Wall Street is dark today as all major exchanges and brokerage firms remain shut down in observance of the Labor Day weekend. Normal trading resumes tomorrow.
Correspondent Ken Lorman, traders getting a break following last week's heavy losses and extreme volatility in the market. Tech stocks led the sell-off last week. The Dow resumes trading tomorrow at 28,133. The NASDAQ reopens at 11,313. European equities markets moved higher in Monday trading, and U.S. stock futures continue to trade despite the American markets being closed. Those futures have been in the red, particularly for the NASDAQ Composite Index. The UK's health secretary says that a COVID-19 vaccine will most likely be available in the first few months of next year. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Dodgers fall to the Rockies last night 7-6. It was the Orioles beating the Yankees 5-1. Angels got past the Astros 9-5. Padres beat the Athletics 5-3. Rays get past the Marlins 5-4 in 10 innings. Jose Abreu extends his hitting streak to 20 games as the White Sox whip the Royals 8-2. Indians 4-1 winners over the Brewers. Tigers knock out a 10-8 win over the Twins, while the Blue Jays also post a 10-8 win over the Red Sox. The Mariners beat the Rangers 4-3. Braves crush the Nationals 10-3. Mets win a 14-1 laugher over the Phillies. Giants beat the Diamondbacks 4-2, and the Reds score twice in the ninth to beat the Pirates 3-2. In hockey, the Stars open their series against the Las Vegas Golden Knights with a 1-0 shutout. This is SRN Sports. In basketball, the Lakers beat the Rockets 117-109. They tie the series at a game each. LeBron James had 28 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists. Anthony Davis added 34 points and 10 boards. Meanwhile, the Bucks get a 118-115 win over the Heat. They take a 3-1 lead in that series. Giannis Antetokounmpo aggravated a sprained ankle with a 10-18 left in the second quarter. He scored 18 of Milwaukee's first 26 points, finished with 19 points in 11 minutes. Chris Middleton picked up the pace. He scored 21 of his 36 in the third quarter, then made a huge three-pointer with 6.3 seconds left in overtime. St. Louis Cardinal great base dealer Lou Brock died at age 81. His passing comes just days after the Mets lost their superstar pitcher Tom Seaver at the age of 75. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: whoever said money can't buy happiness did not know where to shop. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. or recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.